Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharane, Nivasesa Sunyavadi Paskachade Sitarane. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shashi Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha Vanchakalpa Chupischa Kripa Sindhavyavacha Patichanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So today is June 11th, 2023 in Ljubljana, Slovenia, and we're completing our series on how to find Krishna in our everyday life. So again, this is very important because we're interacting with the things of this world. If we say we should remember Krishna, and if people think, well, that means I should just remember Krishna, you know, killing the demons and dancing with the gopis, that may be a little difficult when you're going shopping or you're walking down the street or you're driving your car. But if we have this way of having everything in the world act as an impetus for remembering Krishna, it becomes very easy. And that's the reason why these verses are there in the Shastra for us to have this kind of meditation. Okay, so we're going to start with chapter 7. So I am the syllable Om. And Krishna says this at least three times. That we know that in the sixth chapter of the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam, it says that all of the sounds in the world come from Om. And in fact, all the world comes from Om. It's the sound energy of the Lord as all pervasive. But he says not only is he Om, but he is the sound in ether. And there's one very interesting lecture where Srila Prabhupada says that if you don't want to chant Hare Krishna, you can connect with Krishna as all the sounds in the world. So why don't we listen right now? What sounds can we hear? Hear a clock. Hear a baby. Hear a motor. You can hear people talking. So all these sounds are actually Krishna. And if we meditate like that, how is this sound Krishna? How is this sound Krishna? We will find that we can find him in all the sounds of the world. I am the seed of all existence. This is also something Krishna says at least three times in these verses, that he is the seed. We can meditate on how bhakti is like a seed planted in the heart. Krishna is that seed, which then grows by hearing and chanting by the grace of the spiritual master. I am sex life according to religious principles. We can think about this whenever we see loving parents raising their children, and that this is a manifestation of Krishna. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. So anytime we see people using their strength to protect others, to care for others, right? We have the mother animals are taking care of their children, or if we have good police officers, good military taking care of people, we can see, that is Krishna. And whenever we use our own strength to protect and help others, that is Krishna acting through us. And I am the heat in fire. So can we feel, is there warmth in this room? Yes? And in our bodies? So that potency, if we can just feel it for a minute, that heat in the room, the heat in our bodies, that is Krishna. I am the original fragrance of the earth. So especially our sense of smell is what alerts us as to what is safe and what is dangerous. It is also, our sense of smell is the one most linked to our memory and to our emotions. And really, all smells can help us remember Krishna. You could say, well, what about the bad smells? But the bad smells remind us that Krishna gives us a warning. Yes, that here is something that's rotten, or here is something that's infectious. It's an indication of his love. And of course, a lot of the taste of the food that we eat is really the fragrance, it's really the smell. Yes? We all study this in school. So when we are enjoying the different flavors of the food, that fragrance is Krishna. I am the penances of all ascetics. So what is penance? Penance means when you do something wrong, you do something to recreate the balance. The most simple penance is an apology. You know, I hurt you, I did something that was painful to you, I apologize. And we all know that genuine apologies are not easy, correct? False apologies are very easy. I am very sorry you felt offended. That is easy. But I apologize for having offended you and damaging our relationship. That is difficult. And Krishna is that penance that restores the balance of relationships. Of course, the ascetics, their whole life is dedicated to penance. Their whole life is dedicated to ultimately restoring the balance between us and the Lord. And that is Krishna himself. I am the life of all that lives. So the sense of wonder, of exuberance, of aliveness that we find in anything that is alive, the plants, the animals, the birds, the little bugs, ourselves, that sense of aliveness. Oh, again, I want to ask all of you, as we're going through this, pick one, two, or three that you want to meditate on in the next, let's say, 3 days. And then I'm going to ask you also at the end what you've already been meditating on and what you chose. The intelligence of the intelligent. So Prabhupada talks about how people are amazed at the brain of an intelligent person like Einstein, but they don't think, well, who created the brain of this intelligent person? Huh? That sense we get when we understand something, right? All of us have some intelligence. That, wow, I got it. That's Krishna, that sense, yes? Yeah? Yesterday, for hours, I was looking for a particular word, and this morning I figured it out. Not intelligence. Ah, that's Krishna. The prowess of powerful men. So prowess especially means, in English anyway, the strength in battle. Whenever we get some protective strength like that, give us some little idea of Krishna's prowess in defeating evil and the demons. The light of the sun. So Krishna says many times that he is the sun. Many times in many different ways. So the light of the sun, we can be aware in this room. Can you see the sun in this room? Yes? Yes, definitely. And even in the light bulbs, that is indirectly light coming from the sun. So the light of the sun, it gives us a sense of safety. It allows us to see things as they are. It gives us knowledge and it gives us safety. And this sense, oh, the light of the sun, it also can give us relief after it rains or after it's cold. So that sense is Krishna. I am the light of the moon. So, the moon, of course, is very beautiful. It is always associated with romance, with relief. And whenever we see the light of the moon, that is Krishna. He is our ability. So we all have ability. We have the ability to sit. We have the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to walk. This is a very easy way to remember Krishna because we're using some ability 100% of the time, right? Our ability to fall asleep, our ability to wake up, all of these, that is Krishna. And of course, whenever we see some extraordinary ability, we can certainly appreciate it, but even the ordinary abilities. This one Srila Prabhupada talks about a lot. He says, who doesn't drink water? Right? This refreshing, amazing, there's a taste in water. Yes. That taste of pure, clean water, that is Krishna. Of course, rasoham apsukanteya, rasa actually means any kind of liquid. And Prabhupada says that even the alcoholic, if they meditate on how Krishna is the taste of their alcohol, eventually they will become a saintly person. Just imagine. Okay, going on to chapter 9. Krishna says, I am the ritual. So, what does this mean? I mean, each of us have so many rituals in our life. But particularly here, Krishna is talking about the ritual of connecting with him. How does he like things? Just like if you visit one person's house, they may put their plates over here and their cups over here and their towels over here. And you visit someone else's house and they put their plates over here and their cups over here and their towels over there. Those rituals are an indication of the way they like things. So when you join the Hare Krishna movement, we learn so many different rituals, isn't it? I remember years ago in Split, one gentleman was saying, oh, the devotees told me there's no hard and fast rules, but the more I come, the more rules they are telling me. Right? But these little rituals that we do, they are Krishna. Why are they Krishna? Because they are Krishna's desire. They're the way he likes things. And Krishna's desire and Krishna are the same. So we can think of, you know, when I'm eating just with my right hand, when I'm doing ashrama, do this little ritual, that is Krishna. Then Krishna says that he is yajna. Yajna, Srila Prabhupada usually translates as sacrifice, but it doesn't mean like the English word sacrifice, like to give up something pleasant. It means some ceremony to connect with the Lord. So we have many ceremonies to connect with people we love. If I want to call my son, so I have a ceremony. I have to have a device. He has to have a device. Both of our devices have to have electricity in them. They both have to be connected. Then it has to be the right time, right? Both our sons live on the west coast of America, so right now it is 9 hours earlier for them. So 11:20 at night. So if I tried to call now, they would just be annoyed, right? Or they wouldn't even pick up the phone. And then I have to put in the right number. Yes? That's a ceremony. You understand? And I have to do it with the right device and the right way at the right time. I put in one number wrong, it doesn't work. So there's so many ceremonies to connect with the Lord. And the way these ceremonies are done, again, represents the desire of Krishna. Like some person may say, oh, please don't email me, send me WhatsApp message. Or another person will say, no, I only use Telegram. Or I want you to call me. That represents their desire of how they want you to connect with them. So all of these yajnas, they are Krishna's desire for how we can connect with him, and therefore the yajna itself is Krishna. I am the offering to the ancestors. So Krishna very much likes that we respect and serve the elders in our family. Otherwise, family tradition and dharma tends to go away. This was, of course, Arjuna's concern in the Bhagavad Gita. So when we show respect and appreciation for our ancestors, Krishna is there. I am the healing herb. Okay? There's potency in different plants to heal different diseases. Right? One kind of herb helps you relax. Another kind of herb gives you energy. Other kinds purify you from infectious diseases. And this potency is Krishna. Even if we think about modern pharmaceuticals, many of them are deriving their potency from plants, or they are synthesizing the chemical composition of healing herbs. And this healing potency, you know, you're sick and you take some medicine and very soon you feel well. Everyone has had this experience, yes? That potency, that's Krishna. I am the transcendental chant. So although Krishna is in all sounds, he is especially in the sounds that are glorifying him. He is personally present there. I am the butter and the fire and the offering. So all of the parts of the yajna are Krishna. Every part of it. This is nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita 4:24. How everything, the person offering, what they are offering, the process of offering, everything becomes Brahman. I am the father of the universe. So all of us have a father, Hopefully we have a nice relationship with our father. Now in Kali Yuga, you never know. And many of us may be fathers, yes, or we are always seeing different fathers. We are seeing human fathers. We see also animal fathers. And these can remind us how Krishna is the Supreme Father. He's the perfect father to train us, to discipline us, to love us, to provide for us. Of course, in every religion, God is understood as the father. But he says he is also the mother. Yes. So the mother is nourishing the child in her body and from her body. And in the same way, everything that is nourishing us, it's coming from the body of the Lord. And he is holding us and sheltering us with the love of a mother. I am the support. So we have so many supports in our life. We have the buildings that support us, the money in our bank account, our family, our friends, our knowledge, our skills. But all of these can crumble. We have had experience. Everybody's had experience, some support that crumbles. But at least when we see these supports, like we have this supportive columns here in the temple room, these must be load-bearing columns because otherwise you would have removed this one a long time ago. Yeah. So when we see these supports, we can think Krishna is the ultimate support. He is always there as our support. I am the grandsire. So Krishna is not just the father, but the father of the father of the father of the father. All of us are ultimately in the same family. Whenever we think about, you know, big families, big dynasties, and who is the big patriarch of the family, we can remember that Krishna is the ultimate grandfather. I am the object of knowledge. Anytime we try to understand anything, whatever we try to understand is within Krishna and part of Krishna. There is nothing we can try to understand that is separate from Krishna. But he personally is the supreme object of knowledge. And when we know him, we know the essence of everything. I am the purifier. So we try to purify ourselves in so many ways, by bathing, by washing our clothes, maybe by taking certain medicines, maybe by talking to a counselor or a therapist, or going through the process of bhakti. Whatever purifies us, whether it's the water in our shower or the medicine or the good counsel of someone, that purifying potency. Now I feel, if things are clear, now I feel relieved. That is Krishna. Again, Krishna says that he is the syllable Om. Yes? Om is so simple and it's so short, but it's so profound. Krishna can seem that he is simple, a little cowherd boy herding his cows, blowing his flute, playing with his friends. But actually, he's very deep and profound, like the sound Om. He says that he is all the Vedas, which of course come from the breathing of the Lord. I am the goal. Prabhupada says that if we're disturbed, it's because we don't have a clear goal. Whatever goals we make in this world, whatever effort we make to reach them, and the accomplishment that we feel upon attaining them are a little bit of the satisfaction and understanding we get when we make Krishna our supreme goal. I am the sustainer. So what keeps us alive? Air, temperature, water, food, clothing, buildings, our friends, our community, the protection of the government. Our creative efforts also sustain us. Yes. Our blood going through our body. But Krishna is the ultimate potency in everything that sustains us. It's actually Krishna's energy working through that way. It's not really the air and the water and our friends and our creativity that sustain us. Ultimately, it is Krishna. I am the master. So, of course, master is not a very pleasant term in 2023 in most of the world. Nobody wants to be a servant and have a master. Everybody wants to be free. But still, everybody has a boss, yes? Everybody has a boss. Even the prime minister, the president, they have a boss. They're voted in by the people. Or their wife is their boss. Yeah. Or their little grandchildren. Prabhupada talked about how this prime minister in England, he was acting as a horse for his grandson. Yeah. Whenever we deal with our boss, we can think, the supreme boss is Krishna. Of course, Krishna is also the master in the sense that he is the most expert. So whenever we see someone who has mastered some skill, Krishna is the supreme master. And I am the witness. So we can think of God, of course, as the ultimate witness in a legal sense, a judicial sense, but he's also the witness in that he cares. I think it is impossible to find any other jiva who actually cares about everything about us. You can try, right? You can say, hey, my dear friend, you love me very much. Please sit down for 2 hours. I will tell you everything I did today. Will you find some friend like this? I don't think so. Right? After 5-10 minutes maybe of listening to some friend's story, we become restless. But Krishna, he's witnessing everything we think, everything we do, forever. Who cares about us like this? I am the abode. Think about how we feel when we go home, even if your home is just a little room in the Brahmachari ashram. But how do you feel? I'm in my place. Or even if it's the back seat in your car. I am home. I can relax. Krishna is that sense of, this is my shelter. This is my home. Sometimes I meditate on this in japa, that I'm just there in Krishna, like he's there as my home. And he is our refuge. Prabhupada writes in his purport in Bhagavatam 3:21-17 that Krishna is like an umbrella against against repeated birth and death. So sometimes we use umbrellas for the sun, sometimes for the rain. But Krishna is our refuge. And that, again, sense that we get when we come under an umbrella. But Krishna is the big umbrella. He doesn't blow away. He doesn't get turned inside out. Yes, he is always protecting us. And I'm most dear friend. So I hope all of us have at least one good friend. How we feel when we're with a good friend. We can just relax. We can be ourselves. We have some sense of care, of fun, that we enjoy together. And if we multiply that by billions and billions and billions of times, how is Krishna our most dear friend? The creation and the annihilation. So these are very attractive things. We always enjoy creating things, and sometimes we enjoy destroying things too, yes? Like little children like to build towers out of blocks and knock them down. Yeah. And we like watching other people create, and we also like watching other people destroy. The demolition crew. So this little idea of the glory of Krishna in creating and annihilating, the basis of everything. So this viewpoint is the opposite of secularism. Secularism is you see your life and the world without any basis in God. You don't see the hand of God. But this, I am the basis. So we have this big table here with the base. Yes. But Krishna is the base running through everything in our life. What happens that we think is good, what happens we think is bad, what happens we feel is difficult, what happens we feel is easy or fun or a struggle. Underneath all of that is Krishna. This one I really like, and I liked finding the pictures for this. I am the resting place. Right? The other day we were walking through Venice in the sun, and we were walking, and then I said, can we sit down now? You know, and you just find some place to sit, and to get some rest. So Krishna is that resting place. Actually, it's really nice. Jesus says that his yoke is light, his burden is light and easy. We should be feeling, actually Prabhupada talks about how in Krishna consciousness, we should be feeling that we have a sense of rest and relaxation in our service to Krishna. It shouldn't be some, you know, rajagun forcing kind of thing. But this sense of rest, recuperation. And Prabhupada also says in every activity, there should be activity and then should be rest. That is the natural flow of the world. The natural flow of the world is like a wave. And we always need to step back and take some rest. Krishna says a yogi has to be balanced also in recreation. Correct? Yes? So this resting, that is Krishna. And again he says he's the seed. How wonderful is a seed that within the seed there is a whole plant that produces more flowers and more fruits and more seeds. Amazing. And of course, in this world, the main staple food all over the world are seeds. Wheat, rice, corn, barley, rye. I mean, some places it's potatoes or tapioca, but generally it's seeds. The most concentrated energy of the plant, and such a miracle is there in a seed. I am the one who gives the heat. When we are cooking, when we have a warm drink, the movement of the heat, it excites the little molecules in the food and changes their flavor and texture. Krishna is that heat that changes us and transforms us, brings us back to our original spirituality. I withhold and send forth the rain. So I like to tell the story. So when my son was very small, like your little boy, so we were staying in the ashram in the Boston Temple, and he would take a cup and he would go up to the sink and he would wait for some devotee to come and he would say, "Water, water, water." And he was so cute, you know, "Water, water, water." So they would give him water. And what do you think he would do with the water? He would pour it on the floor and then he would play with it. And then the devotees would be angry with me. And they're saying, "Why are you letting your son making a mess with water on the floor?" I said, "Why are you giving him water?" Water, water. So sometimes we would give water, sometimes not. So Krishna also, he gives the rain and sometimes he withholds the rain also. Immortality and death. Death reminds us that we don't own anything, that nothing was ever ours. And Krishna can come even without courtesy, like the landlord may have to inform you that you have 1 month to vacate your apartment, but Krishna doesn't even have to inform you. I'm taking it. Okay, chapter 10. Beginning, middle, and end of all beings. The excitement when the baby is born, the enthusiasm, strength of the youth, the slowing down, the contemplation of old age, that is Krishna. Of all of the children of Aditi, he is Vamandev. Again, he tells us he's the sun. Our happiness in the sun, our relief in the sun is Krishna. Of all the Maruts, I am Marichi. Of the stars, I am the moon. The moon is like the king of the stars. Jai Shishi Panchatattva, Jai Shishi. It appears that the moon is dancing as it moves through the night sky, surrounded by the stars, reminding us of how Krishna likes to dance with his boyfriends and the gopis. He is the Samaveda among the Vedas. He is the chief of the demigods. In all societies that recognize demigods, they always have the god of thunder as the chief. Yes. The thunder, the lightning, remind us that Krishna is represented by Indra. This is interesting. Of the senses, I am the mind. Often we think of our mind as troublesome. But actually it's the master of the senses. And when we are filling our mind with Krishna, then we are connecting that Krishna actually is the mind. I am the living force. Our consciousness, our awareness, our sense of possibilities. That sense of aliveness, of awareness, that I am aware of myself, that is Krishna. Of all the destroyers, the Rudras, the anger, he is Shiva, who is a great devotee and full of auspiciousness, that everything that is destructive is ultimately auspicious. Of all of the yakshas and rakshasas, these are the little nature spirits. They're kind of below the devas. So of all of them, he is their chief who controls all the opulence in the universe. He is the fire god. He is the mountain of Meru, which is the amazing pivot of our universe, so difficult to understand, like Krishna is difficult to understand. He is the chief priest of the demigods. He is the greatest general in the universe, Kartikeya. In South India especially, many people worship Kartikeya. He is the ocean. So deep, so broad, fascinating, full of life and variety that is secret and hidden from us. He is the greatest sage in the universe. Again, he tells us he is Om. Jiva Goswami talks us how the in Om is Krishna, the U is Radha, and the is the living entities. Of all the different yajnas, he is especially the chanting of the holy names. We talked about how yajnas are ceremonies of connection, but chanting Krishna's name, that is especially Krishna, because you don't need any special paraphernalia, you don't need any special time, you don't need any special place, you don't need any special kind of ritual. Just even in your mind, you can say the name of Krishna. Of immovable things, he is the Himalayas. We don't have them here, but you have some mountains here that are immovable. And we can think how Krishna is immovable in his determination to bring us back to him. He is the banyan tree among trees, so you don't have any banyan trees in Slovenia, right? How many of you have seen a live banyan tree? Just a few of you. So they are really like a king of trees. They just spread out everywhere, and you cannot even tell where the beginning of them is, like Krishna. And he is Narada, Chitrata. He is Kapila Dev. He is the beautiful Ucheshrava, who came from the ocean of milk, and Airavata, who came from the ocean of milk. Among humans, he is the king. The political leaders are meant to represent Krishna, and when our political leaders act properly, which they don't do very often in Kali Yuga, but when they do act properly, we can see, yes, they are representing Krishna. And of all weapons, the lightning. When we were driving here from Italy, we saw lightning. What a great weapon. Who can create a weapon like a thunderbolt? And of course, the lightning, it also illuminates the sky. Krishna is like this weapon that cracks the darkness and ignorance in our heart and illuminates us with transcendental knowledge. He is the Surabhi that gives unlimited milk and whatever you want. Krishna is like this. It's just like, think of Mahaprabhu in his Leela, where he was just giving everyone benedictions, whatever they wanted. Now, people have children for many different reasons. But Krishna says the best reason to have children is the love between the husband and wife. And this love between husband and wife, this love for the child that will come, that represents Krishna. Of the snakes, he is Vasuki. Of all of the many hooded snakes, he is Ananta, which is, of course, Balaram. He is Varuna, who's in charge of the aquatics. Of all of the forefathers, he is Aryama. And he is Yamaraj. So we feel safe and secure because we know that everything's fair in the universe, yes? Sometimes things don't seem fair, but we know that because Yamaraj is there, everything is perfectly done. Among the children of Diti, he is the great Prahlad. Among subduers, time. Whatever we have, whatever we own, whatever we are in this world, ultimately, time will finish everything. And there is nothing as powerful as time. We can remember this whenever we look at a clock, we look at our watch, we look at our phone, we're trying to make a bus on time, that yes, that is Krishna. The great king of beasts, the lion, great power and majesty. The bird that can fly in outer space and carry the Lord on his shoulders. The wind, that wonderful smell when we hang our laundry out in the wind. Yes? They try to imitate that with chemicals in the washing powder, but that nice smell. When you open your windows and the smell that purifies everything, we feel the wind purifying things. That is Krishna. Parasuram, who roots out corruption. Whenever we see people rooting out corruption, we can remember Parasuram. The Makara, which is an amazing creature. You can see Ganga riding on a Makara. Krishna likes to wear Makara earrings. The Makara is also the vehicle of Cupid. The Ganges, spiritual water from beyond the universe, that like any river, nourishes and purifies, but also connects us with the Lord. The beginning, the middle, and the end of all creations. That beginning idea we have, that enthusiasm, the accomplishment in the middle, and when it's wound down and it's over. That is Krishna. The beginning of a journey, when we're packing, we have enthusiasm. The middle, when we achieve our destination. And the end, when we come back home. That is Krishna. He is especially the science of knowing ourselves. What is greater, more wonderful knowledge than knowing ourselves? That is Krishna. And he says he is Vada. So there are three kinds of conversation. Vada is where you want to know the truth. You don't care who's right, who's wrong. You're interested in truth. Jalpa, you're not interested in truth. You just want to win the argument. Vitanda, you don't even want to win. You just want to defeat the other person. Yes? You can see the relation to Sattva Rajas Tamas. So Krishna says he is Vada. Of all letters, he is Ah. If you make the sound, we'll try. Ah, ah, ah. Can you try? Ah, ah, ah. You're not using your tongue or your lips or your teeth. This is the basic sound that forms the foundation of all language. The compound words, the dual compound, like Krishna, Rama, Krishna in Sanskrit. Inexhaustible time. So not only subduing time, but inexhaustible time. That time goes on, it never ends. Yes? Always something else beginning. Manifesting through Lord Brahma, who creates everything. Not only the death of our body, but maybe the death of a job, the death of a relationship, the death of living in a particular place, the death of a project, the death of our education, the ending of things, when things die, when they're finished, that gives birth to a new life. After every death, there is a new life. That death, that finish is Krishna. Generating seed, generating principle of all that is yet to be. This is before the beginning. Sometimes things happen in our life and we don't see the significance at the time, but later we look back and say, oh, that conversation, that thing, that was the generating principle of all these other things. That is Krishna. When women are famous, like Gandhari, Sarasvati, that fame of women is Krishna. The great beauty and opulence of women is Krishna. Something powerful. Women need to be careful how they handle their beauty, knowing that is Krishna's potency. The fine speech of women. Women have been controlling society through their speech, either public or private, since the beginning of time. Yes? And that is Krishna. The memory of women. Krishna is like a mother who remembers what each of her children needs and what she has to pack for lunch and how she has to get ready for this and that. Intelligence, medha. So what is the famous verse about the Sankirtan movement that uses this word medha? Huh? Anyone who has sumedasa, yes? Good intelligence. They will join Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And Prabhupada comments in connection with the prayers of Kunti that generally in any religion, the women outnumber the men. That women have this natural intelligence to surrender to God. So that is Krishna. The steadfastness of women. There's so many demands in the family and life, but the women are steadfastness. That is Krishna. The patience of women. Of course, to be a mother, you have to be very patient. Yes? Yes? If you're not patient as a mother, you will go completely crazy. And women also have to be patient with their husbands. That is Krishna. The Brihat Sama of the Sama Vedas. Of poetry, the Gayatri, when we are chanting our Gayatri mantras, we are in touch with Krishna as poetry. What a nice meditation. November, December, the harvest months. So every society has its harvest festival. What's our Gaudiya Vaishnava harvest festival? Govardhan Puja. Yes. This happiness of the harvest that is there, that is Krishna. And he's also the flower-bearing spring. After the winter, the beauty, the warmth, the promise of growth of fruits and vegetables and flowers, that is Krishna. The gambling of cheats. So gambling is the best kind of cheating because everyone agrees to be cheated. Usually in cheating, you don't know you're being cheated until later, correct? But in gambling, you know in the beginning. I know I'm going to be cheated. Please sit down and gamble with me and I will try to cheat you. The splendor of anything splendid. Rupa Goswami says that the sense of wonder, the Adbhuta Ras, must be present in any kind of rasa. There must be always a sense of wonder. This sense of wonder, of splendor in anything. That is Krishna. Victory! Whenever we are victorious, maybe we're victorious over a bad habit. Maybe we only ate one piece of cheesecake. Maybe we chanted all our rounds with attention. Maybe we are victorious. That sense of victory is Krishna. Adventure. That excitement, that thrill, that not knowing what's going to happen next, that is Krishna. Whatever strength we have. Where I stay in North Carolina, we have some very strong brahmachari. His arms are like this big. And people like to say, whenever there's some heavy task, Bhakti Chris, you please do this. So Krishna is his strength. Of all of the Vishnis, he is Balaram. Of the Pandavas, Arjuna. Of the sages, Vyasadeva. Of great thoughtful people, he is Sukra Acharya. Of all ways to stop criminality, he is punishment. If we are feeling safe walking down the street because the criminals are getting punished, that is Krishna. This is very important. Of all ways to be victorious, he is morality. Right? The demons are not interested in trying to be victorious through morality. But this is the essence of victory. And even if we apparently lose, if we have been moral in our fight, then we are actually victorious. Have you experienced this? You know you stuck to what was right and what was ethical and what was moral. And so even though apparently you didn't win, you felt satisfied. Yes? Everyone has experienced this? That is Krishna. Of secret things, I am silence. Prabhupada writes in this purport that silence is the most powerful among hearing and chanting. Why is that? Because in the silence, we can hear the Lord. We can become aware of the Lord. The wisdom, the insight of the wise. Yes? Without Krishna, there is no wisdom. Oh, again a seed. We can meditate on how the seed, right, has all the instructions for the plant in a protective boundary. Similarly, Krishna gives us all instructions in our life, protected very nicely in the scriptures. Everything that is opulent is just a spark of his splendor. And chapter 15, The splendor of the sun. Not only the sun, but the splendor of the sun. The splendor of the moon. The sense of wonder of magic. The splendor of fire. How much we like to look at a fire. Yes, everyone is enchanted by fire. How Krishna's energy is keeping this planet in orbit. We're just walking around on the planet. We're not really thinking about how is it staying in orbit. But that energy, that is Krishna. The various tastes, the juice of the vegetables coming from the moon is Krishna. Our ability to digest. Pretty soon we are going to have breakfast. But if we cannot digest, it is useless. Sometimes we eat something we can't digest, feels like a rock in our stomach. That ability to digest. Whenever we're eating, we shouldn't be eating unconsciously. We're just eating. And Krishna is the fire of digestion, and he joins with the air of life to move the food through our body, to move it from our mouth to our esophagus, to our stomach, to our small intestine, to our large intestine, through the veins of our body, to nourish our body. That movement of Krishna is that movement is Krishna. Remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So in our family, whenever we can't find something, we always chant this verse. Sarvasya jaham riti sannivisa matasmatir gyanam apohanam cha. This is Bhagavad Gita 15:15. So once when I was traveling, one devotee was with me and she couldn't find her phone. And I said, oh, just chant 15:15. So she started walking around the room saying, 15:15, 15:15. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I have a special treat for all of you. But I'd first like to ask, which of these are you going to meditate on? Can someone tell me which they're going to meditate on?
Ability.
The sound in ether. All right, what else?
Silence.
Refuge.
Intelligence
of the intelligent. Okay.
Ability.
Morality.
Sitting place.
The sitting place, the resting place. Such a nice one. Where you're sitting right there. We're all sitting someplace, yes? That's Krishna. That sense that I'm resting here. All right? So this is going to take about 7 minutes, but it's really nice. I know you might be hungry, but I think you will really enjoy this. Okay, 1 second, and I'm going to get to full screen. Mm-hmm.